Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, 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 welcome. So in joy to be with you as we are experiencing another expansive plasma. And so welcome to our topic today. We're going to be sharing on the Universal Principle Hour here, where we focus on and purposefully are excited to support you in learning how to master the language of the universe, yes. So today this plasma, we are going to be talking about how to change your life now, And we are, as we do each Wednesday or LEMI, we help you to be able to become familiar with your innate state of consciousness, your innate state of being, your birthright, and that is living and being a God that you are created to be and mastering the language of the universe, universal laws and principles. So as we prepare, please ensure that you have your water. I have mine, and I have my universal principle glasses on by which I filter everything now that I see through these universal principles, because as we say, they do not discriminate and they support you in every area of your life. And so for those of you who are not aware of this support that is available to you, and that is within every cell, within every muscle, within every tissue, within every fiber of your being, you are in the right place to become acquainted and reclaim your capacity to be in alignment with these principles. So again, the topic for discussion is how to change your life now, and we're going to be sharing more of the of our experience that we pleasure of being on the journey with the Advanced Discipline Workshop Mexico here with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. I want to share more of that experience to weave in and help you to be able to look at your life as we're sharing our experiences to see when you're in alignment and when you're out of alignment with these universal principles, and help you and provide you with the tools and the perspectives and perceptions, expanded perceptions, that you are now able to get back in alignment with these principles. Because again, this is your innate state of consciousness and your innate state of being. So again, we're preparing to hear from our sponsors. So we'll be right back to continue discussing how to change your life. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I like that. That pleases me. All right, so welcome back to How to Change Your Life. I am Ms. Felicia Muhammad, your host and your purposeful guide and support that empowers you and reminds you of, guess what, who you are. And guess what that is? You are a living God. You are a living God. And as I know that about myself and experience that for myself, I empower you, and I see you that way as well, all right? So I'm that one that will continue to remind you of who you are. And every time I say that, I reflect on Black Panther. Tell them who you are. And so, yeah. That's what we here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living take delight in. We are committed to empowering you to reclaim your body's owner's manual, get in sync with the natural time, all right, and master the language of the universe. And we are evolving our intention and our purpose with helping you to, for those of you that are ready, we are committed to supporting you and providing you with the tools by which you are now able to, guess what, build a pyramid of your mental and emotional body. That's right. That's right. That's right. Our advanced discipline workshop was in Mexico, and we visited four cities, one city twice, Mexico City. We were there twice, and we went to the pyramids. We went up to the pyramids, connected in with the energy, cleansed, and also reclaimed our relationship and our lineage to and with our Olmec family, all right, our Olmec family. And it was a phenomenal and is continuing to evolve to be a very, well, not very, that's a judgment. And if you're enrolling in our course that's starting tonight, Six Universal Principles You Must Know, you'll learn more about these principles and how in each moment, as you are being in alignment with the principles, you're able to make the necessary adjustments and or, let's leave it at adjustments. Make the necessary adjustments in your thinking, in your actions, by which you will get back in alignment when you're out of alignment with the principles. So instead of using the word very, I'm going to use another word that expresses, instead of an emotion, it expresses a state of consciousness. So the trip in Mexico and the experience with reconnecting with our Olmec family and the pyramids was, it was life-changing. It definitely was life-changing. It was a blissful experience. It was very enlightening, and it empowered me and many of us to return to our homes and the places we reside right now. It empowered us to return changed, you know, literally the blood quality, our physical appearance. And we came back definitely renewed, committed even more to mastering this experience of this third dimension experience as we are shifting and evolving up to the fourth and fifth dimension. All right. So we're going to talk about some of these experiences and the principles that support us in our capacity to be the living gods that we are created to be as we navigate the challenges that we face in everyday life, all right, by being in this human in flesh bodysuit, avatar, shape power, and being able to, as we learn and master the language of the universe and reclaim, you know, have the courage and have the heart to want to reclaim our true identity and the absolute truth of who we are as being a living God, these principles support you in being able to make changes as if, and I'm going to say it, by magic, as if by magic, and almost instantaneously. And if you were hooked up to a machine that regulates or measures your blood quality, the science will be able to prove that what I'm saying is a fact, all right, that you can actually change as if by magic. And we know that, what is the magic? The magic is the immediate experience of changing your thoughts. Changing your thoughts. So we are going to weave in a few principles, all right, by which this magic can happen for you. This magic can happen for you. And so when we come back, we're not going to go to a break yet, but when we come back, we're going to actually share with you the definition of magic, all right, the etymological definition of magic. And so you won't, well, I won't focus on what we don't want. We're going to focus 100% on what we do want. So you will, should you choose to have the experience and be the scientist that you are, you will go and practice. And at your level of understanding, comprehension, and consciousness, be able to validate this for yourself. Validate it for yourself. Prove it to yourself. And then as you do that, you will be able to have your own experiences that you can share with other people that you have influence over and who look to you for guidance or support, and you'll be able to share with them this information so that they too can do the same thing for themselves wherever they are at the level at which they operate. So we can begin to disconnect and practice non-attachment from a lot of the beliefs and illusions that we have been programmed with. So when we talk about non-attachment reminds us that when you are connected to a thing, a person, a place, or a situation, you're connected to it. You relate to him, her, the situation, the experience, the inanimate object, you relate to it. So when we practice non-attachment, we experience a freedom of movement that if something was to affect this person, place, or thing, then you, practicing non-attachment, being in alignment with this principle of non-attachment, you will allow the movement of the energy of the experience to flow freely, and you will do something different than what you've done in the past. So what we've done in the past, we have felt, oh, we have felt sorry for the person. If something seems to be what we call, what you may understand and know as bad, you know, or they might have seemingly been harmed or physically harmed, right? So that you practice non-attachment, it means that, it doesn't mean that you don't care. It doesn't mean that you don't care. It means that you're respecting the natural flow of how the energy is moving, all right? And you're experiencing and choosing to stay out of judgment and giving it a description as to it being good, bad, right, or wrong, all right? So think about that. And when we return, we're going to go into this definition, the etymological root word of magic, and take you further on the journey of how you can change your life right now by doing what? Changing your thoughts. All right, so we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Drew University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back to the Universal Principle Hour, and we're discussing how to change your life now and weaving in our experiences from our journey in our advanced discipline workshop with the Drew University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. And so we are going to now give you a definition of when we talk about magic, what it means, so that you can, should you choose, and you know I say that every week because it's free will, which is a universal principle and law, that all of us are subject to, whether we like it or not. We have choice, and that is what separates us from the lower animals, all right? Makes us the best of the creation, yes. And so let's go to the definition of magic that best applies in this situation, because we were discussing, if you're just joining us, we were discussing how these principles, the universal principles, mastering this language of the universe, that is your innate capacity to do, will support you in being able to change your life as if by magic. Now, many of us see magic as, and have been programmed to understand magic as witchcraft, you know, and wizardry, sorcery, voodoo. What? Yeah. So when you really begin to study language, just like we're mastering the language of the universe, it requires one to, should you choose, it requires one to go deeper. It requires you to provide context. It provides you with looking at your intention, and it provides you with the ability to have different results that are very effective in certain situations. So that's the definition we're looking at when we look at magic. And because we're talking about language, you have to, well, you don't have to do anything. However, consider the position of the word, whether it's a subject, an adjective, or a verb, right? And when we look at language and this particular definition, we are going to reference it as we're going to choose the definition that most that fits this circumstance best, right? So it's very effective in producing results, especially desired ones. So you can be able to say that anything that happens to you, right? and you want to have a different result, and you might not be able to explain to the person, depending on who you're speaking to, you might not be able to explain all the ins and outs of how it actually happened, where they can understand it, right? And whether you can or whether you can't, it supports you, the magic supports you in being able to produce results that seem impossible, that seem out of the what some may consider extraordinary. And a lot of times in our life, when we look at the things that we want to change, we see them as insurmountable mountains that are hard to climb in, based off of the programming we've had, based off of the understanding of our experiences and our purpose for being. And when we look at it through those lenses, we can put too much. We can put energies in it that may not be required to receive the results that we are looking to receive, right? So when you can look at your intention, when you can be present to, as we talked about in the first segment, practicing non-attachment and being free of judging yourself if something bad happens to someone, and you know, just like when you have a child, let's use this example, when you have a child and the child falls, and they look up, and then you react, and then they cry. Well, practice this. When the child falls, look at them and just go within and send them energy, loving energy. Okay, no, you're okay. Say it to yourself, you're okay, and just hold a straight face, you know, with practicing non-attachment without having a reaction or having to have it be one way or the other. Let's even take it on up to the next level. Have it be one way or the other. So if the child is hurt, then you're able to provide the comfort, you know, after you're able to help them to be able to see that you're going to be okay. Or you're able to just stand back and be the observer and let it pass. So again, based off of the circumstances, you're able to decide in that moment from an observer perspective what you should and should not do. So in your capacity to practice non-attachment, as I stated in the last segment, it does not mean that you don't care. That's not what that means, all right, when you're practicing non-attachment. And when you can embody that and embrace that concept and see non-attachment for what it is, which is freedom of movement, then you will have different experiences by which now you're able to gauge and continue practicing non-attachment in other areas. You'll have courage now where you can practice non-attachment in other areas. Now, granted, some of the people may not that you're interacting with, they may not fully comprehend, or you may even come across as insensitive or you don't care. And, you know, you depending on your relationship with the person, you can take the time to explain, you know, so again, so that you can be able to help them to up-level their states of consciousness and help them to be in alignment with universal principles, all right? Because, again, this is all of our innate states of consciousness that we have access to. And whether we're conscious of these laws and principles, whether we're conscious of them or not, they are in full effect, and they do not discriminate. So tonight we have our 6 universal principle course that is starting, and we're going to be polarizing and going very deep with helping us to be able to know how to live and be these principles in each moment. Know how to live and be these principles in each moment. And so the beauty of our trip in Mexico, especially with this non-attachment principle and seeing how we came back, many of us came back totally different, you know, from how we left. You know, we have different perspectives now. We have tools, and we have access to people, places, and things now by which we can continue this evolution of the new life that we are choosing to create for ourselves, each plasma. And so as we continue to create a new life for ourselves in each plasma, we can continue to bring with us our experience in Mexico as we were climbing the pyramids, as we were meeting different people from 48 different countries, all right, with different cultures. So we were able to learn some different languages, you know, because of course we had to have some translators with the different presenters. We also had to, and this is true to our topic now, so follow me on how to change your life now. We're not judging what the change is. You determine what that change is, right? And in this context, I'm speaking specifically relative to our capacity in that moment, knowing only English or Spanish, having to listen attentively to these speakers who have, especially our Russian presenter who was there, listen very attentively to hear and understand what he was saying, because he didn't necessarily have a translator. He knew some English, but his Russian accent was so thick that I know for me personally, I had to really focus. I had to listen attentively, very attentively. And so what did that provide me with the capacity to do? To change. So I could have, because I have free will, I could have blocked it out, you know, and I could have just been there like, okay, I'll be glad when this is over. I could have done that. And I'm sure some people might have done that, you know. However, I'm not judging them. I'm bringing this to your attention so that when you are, and as you are learning these principles and mastering this language of the universe and you're applying it in your everyday life after listening to the shows and you're reflecting on what was shared and the examples, you're able to look at your life and see how you can apply it in those circumstances where you have frustration, where you're impatient, where you are short with people, right? And so as I was listening and sitting there, I'm focusing because I'm there for a purpose. You know, I'm there for, the theme of it was cosmic healing and memory retrieval. So I'm there with the intention of being able to remember what I have forgotten, And always, at least for me, always conscious of being a living God in action, being a living God in each present moment. So as I'm sitting there and he's speaking, I'm listening very attentively and intently so that, you know, I can process what he's saying. And it was, I have to say, you know, the body was having some different sensations. In full transparency, I did experience some frustration. I did experience some frustration. And how did I change that frustration? How did I change from being frustrated? Because what do we talk about here? The whole purpose of sharing this dialogue with you and this universal principle hour with you and helping you to know how to master the language of the universe is to empower you and show you how you too can change your thoughts, which creates a blood chemistry. So when you change your thoughts, You're changing your blood chemistry, all right? So you're giving your body a different frequency and a different sensation. So frustration carries a lower frequency, a lower vibration, and as you continue to study with us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living by reclaiming your body's owner's manual, you will be able to have the scientific proof of what we're saying, that when you change your thoughts, you change your blood chemistry, because when thoughts create a blood quality. So the type of thoughts that you are continuing to think over and over and over again, you know, whether you be in anger, as I was experiencing, frustration, because I was aware of what was happening by experiencing the frustration, I didn't lie to myself and act like I wasn't frustrated. No, I didn't do that. I acknowledged what the sensation was, the emotion, the feeling was, and I immediately went into gratitude and looked at this man as being a living God, and I put myself in his shoes. All right, so if I was speaking to a bunch of foreigners, well, let me correct that language. If I was speaking to a diverse group of people that spoke a different language, then, you know, I would want them to be patient with me and listen to what I'm saying, to comprehend what I'm saying, all right? So that's what I chose to, that's how I chose to change my life in that moment, all right? So the topic we're talking about is how to change your life now, and we're providing you with examples from our Advanced Discipline Workshop in Mexico that we experienced with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences and the Law of Time.org, where we were reclaiming, we were, it was a memory retrieval and cosmic healing. And so when you have experiences where you are sensing lower vibration frequencies, or you're in rage, or you're having a roller coaster of emotions, then what we're providing you with, as you listen to us, we're providing you with tools, processes, thoughts to remember and to hold on to and take with you and practice in your everyday life, by which you can do what? Change your life right now. You can change your life right now. And as we talked about in the first segment, with if you were to have this experiment where you could see under a microscope the blood quality based off of a thought you have, or a low vibration frequency thought that you have versus a higher vibration frequency thought, and you're able to see the difference in the blood in your cells, then you will definitely be able to, you will be more cognizant, maybe you will, be more cognizant in the thoughts that you think. And when you have these reactions that we understand to be natural, you know, and some of them are really a lot of programs that we have been bred within us, you will know how to, again, change your life as if by magic, all right? So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we are going to take some of your questions, because, again, we want to get some feedback from you as to how this sharing, this broadcast, is supporting you in being able to, what, master the language of the universe and be the living God that you're created to be. So we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, welcome back. Yes, our source is a neuron. And speaking of that, we're in a new wave spell. I know I'm introducing new language, so go to thelawoftime.org To learn more about the plasmas and the heptads and the kins. And we are starting with this new plasma, this 13-day plasma wave spell. We have our new spring semester intensives that are taking place. And so with our source being a new one, after the next 13 wave spell, which begins September the 3rd, Dr. Jewel Pookrum is going to be conducting her class on how to like a neuron, how to think like a neuron. And with this course, you have to be enrolled in the brain balancing program. And so we encourage you to definitely gain access to more brain tissue and be able to have 100% functionality of your brain, whole brain function, left and right hemisphere. So hurry up and go to www.juis.education to learn more, all right, about the brain balance, the Dr. Jewel's brain balancing program, and why it is imperative that you gain access to more brain tissue, all right, and enroll in the brain balancing program, because, again, that is a prerequisite for the course that is coming up after the six universal principles you must know. So if any of you, as we prepare you to answer any questions you might have about the universal principles, what we're talking about this plasma, how to change your life now, what that looks like for you, or the six universal principles course that is starting this plasma, starting tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be more than happy to take those, answer those questions for you. So you can, if you have a question, you can hit *1 on your phone. That will give us an indication that you have a question, and our engineer will definitely we will be able to answer your question. All right, so now getting back to how to change your life now. As I was sharing with you, I was sitting there with the frustration and immediately began to shift, okay, in my thought process, what I was thinking, all right, and my perspective and perception that I have of this person that is in front of me that I know is a living God just like I am, all right? And so for some of you that are not there yet, you say, oh, Miss Felicia, I'm not there yet. I don't know. I'm not there yet. Well, you'll get there. Start saying you are there. How about that? Start saying you are there so that you will begin to create experiences and information that will support you in getting there, all right, and opening up your heart space where you will be able to start letting the energy flow through you and the concepts and the experiences that will show you that this is natural for you and that, yes, you are there. It's the personality that's not there, the ego that is not there, but the living God essence, the genuine human that is you, you are there, all right? So embrace that aspect of you and begin to just sit with it. Sit with that presence. Sit with that essence. Sit with that thought process, all right, that thought, and allow that to be your mantra. I am here. I am here. I am a living God in action. I am. You know, I am. I am. I am a living God in action. So you can begin to do what? You can begin to shift and provide your body with the nutrients, with the blood quality, with the chemistry that it needs to activate its ability to self-heal, because the body is a self-healing mechanism. It is a self-healing organism. It is a self-healing vessel, all right? And when you give the body what it needs, it will heal itself. And I'm not sure if many of you have heard Dr. Jill Pilgrim's story as to the cancer, you know, that she had, a life-threatening, very rare cancer that she had, and her colleagues were not able to, and this goes right along with the story, with the theme, how to change your life now, because this is what she did and changed her life, how her colleagues were not able to even diagnose her. She had to diagnose herself, right? And the type of cancer that it was, she couldn't do chemo. She wasn't going to do it anyway because she knows what it does. But chemo radiation was out of the question. So no chemo radiation. So what did she have to do? What did she do? She went within. She recognized a lot of the thoughts and the ways of being and her attitudes. And she'll tell you, and that's what I love about Dr. Chu. She would tell you everything that you need to know to support you in being able to make your own internal personal shift, to know that you're not by yourself. And, I mean, and it's the truth, you know, and if you know her and have looked at any of her videos, you can see, well, yeah, I can see her saying that about herself. Mm-hmm, yeah, I can see that. Yep. And it's not something you have to even assume because it's coming directly from her. So you know yourself, and I know myself better than anybody. And when we can accept, and when we're put in situations, when we create situations that show us who we are, it is gratitude. It is such a blessing to be able to accept it, accept responsibilities for it, and now do what? Change your life now. So she, make a long story short, she did some research. She asked questions, all right, to the universal source, because, yeah, she asked, what do I need to do? Because, of course, she's a scientist, right? And being connected with the medical field, she knew what she was not going to do. So when you know, when you're real clear on what you're not going to do, you have access to a vast amount of information that is available for you to know what is possible. So she was exposed to the brain balancing program. All right, so she was doing the brain balancing program. She was taught, and she brought a unique experience because she, being a medical doctor, she was able to see insights into the program that her teachers did not see, and, oh, they loved it. So guess what else she did? As she was balancing her brain, she asked more questions. People showed up with some answers, and then guess what? She started connecting with her innate right to know and master the language of the universe, universal principles. So these two pillars, these two columns, brain balancing program and the universal principles, definitely support one and provide the platform and the foundation by which you can save your life, because guess what it did? It saved her life, and she is with us still today, going strong, stronger than ever, all right, because she knows what she's talking about, and she's empowering and passing that information on to us if we would just, not even just, if we would listen, pay attention, and change so we don't have to have some of the same experiences that she has had. So what else? Well, there's more we can ask for, but let's just start right there in doing just that, getting on the brain balancing program. Because when you're honest with yourself, as I was honest with myself, I recognized that I was ready to change. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of myself and the cycles, the repeat experiences that I was creating for myself, You know, and of course, I didn't understand I was creating them for myself at that time. However, as I began to continue to just ask God questions and be open to the answers, you know, I was able to receive the blessings that came as a result of me simply asking questions, whether they seem out of place, whether they seem, whatever they seem, you know, that's a judgment. We practice non-judgment here in this environment, right? So I practiced and I was open to what I knew I did not know. So I had to accept the fact that I don't know everything. And I have to be very transparent to say that I am continuing to lessen and lessen and lessen that capacity where I think I know everything. I tell you, I used to think I knew everything. You couldn't tell me anything. You couldn't. You know, I mean, I would listen, but at the same time, when we're talking and we're in a conversation, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say in response to what you're saying. So I'm not really listening to you. So if you do that, just know you're in the right place. You don't have to continue that. You don't have to beat yourself up for it. So forgive yourself. Practice that principle. Forgiveness, all right? Practice that. Forgive yourself. And let's keep it moving, all right? All right? Forgive yourself. Give yourself some love and be grateful that you had the experience. So my sponsors are like, okay, really? It's time for a break. All right. So I wanted to share that because, again, what are we talking about? How to change your life right now. And we're helping you to be able to see that these principles support you consciously, whether you're conscious of it or not. And we want you to choose to experience, to create being conscious of what's available for you. Because when you are choosing to be conscious of what's available for you and how these principles can support you, as if by magic, your life changes overnight. So we're going to hear from our sponsor. If you have a question, please raise your hand by hitting *1. Let the engineer know you have a question, and we'll come back, answer your question. If you don't have a question, that's fine. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you so much on behalf of the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Thank you so much for listening, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right. Yes, visit us on Facebook. Like us on, like our page on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, JUIS, Dr. Jewel Pukum's page. Yes, go just blast it out. Send it to everybody. Tell them, take a look at this. Let me know your thoughts, or you don't even have to say that, but just tell them, you have got to check this out. You have got to check this out. So we were sharing with you, and we are empowering you to what? Master the language of the universe, which is your innate way of being. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Did I say it enough? It's a lifestyle. And when you are in alignment with these principles, and when you're out of alignment with these principles, you know you have within you the capacity to get back in alignment with these principles, because you are committed, I am committed, we are committed to mastering the language of the universe, because we are ready to change our own condition. We are, I am, and say it with me, I am ready to change my condition. And I have everything within me to do it. I have everything within me to do it. So on your journey of changing your life right now, your experiences do not dictate you. Your experiences do not dictate you. So when something happens and it causes discomfort, right, then you know what you have the power to do? You know. You have the power to change it. You have the power to change how you see, how you perceive that experience. And that's the beauty of when you, one of the benefits of enrolling in the Brain Balancing Program is that you are able to have measurements where your left and your right hemisphere or your emotional and your mental capacity is measured, all right? So, and these measurements, as you've heard Dr. Jewel talk about on the Brain Balancing and More Hour on Mondays at 5 o'clock, the range dictates or gives you guidelines by which you are able to, you have certain qualities, you know, you have skills, certain skills, right? And so just by looking at a person's measurements, when Dr. Jewel does the measurements, she's able to help you to know how you process experiences, all right? So what am I saying? And I'm saying all this to say that when you have certain experiences, and now that you know that you, should you choose to, because it's free will, you can choose to shift your perspective of that experience. And no, we're not saying that you're lying to yourself. No, you now have the capacity by which you can find the, and I want to say you can find a benefit of why this experience happened. Yes, you can find the benefit of why this experience happened, and you can begin to look at it from a bigger picture. Look at it from a bigger picture, all right? And so being on the Brain Balancing Program provides you 15 minutes a day. All you need is 15 minutes a day. Provides you with the capacity to increase your left and right hemisphere, your mental and your emotional coefficient, all right? It helps you to mature emotionally. It decreases stress. And when you learn these principles support you in being able to do the same thing. So, are there any questions? Do any of you have any questions? All right. So if you don't, we're going to keep going because, okay, we're almost at the top of the hour. All right. So listening to these principles, practicing these principles, aligning yourself with these principles empower you to, again, change your life and create a different blood quality for yourself. They empower you to change your life and create a different blood quality for yourself. So it's imperative that as you are maturing by being on the Brain Balancing Program, maturing emotionally, maturing mentally, with connecting to geometric symbols, shape, power. This is something that requires, again, 15 minutes of your plasma, 15 minutes of your day, all right? And it's not complicated. And I think sometimes that's what can deter people because it seems like it's too simple, all right? And you will be amazed and enjoy at some of the benefits that you receive as a result of being on the Brain Balancing Program. So tonight, again, the Six Universal Principles, this is one of the tools that Dr. Jewel used to heal herself. You can enroll at www.juis.education. You can enroll tonight, and replays are available. You do get replays for this course. It's a 13-day plasma at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you for sharing this hour
with us.
You will
get replays.
You've been listening to the Universal
Principle
Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG at juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.